Welcome back to the Chasing Tone video show and podcast. I'm Brian.
I'm Max.
Today we have
John Fiesel
from DCPedalboard.com. So today we're going to run through his Yoke, which is an amazing piece of unit. We're going to... We're going to run through a bunch of different pedals that happen to be made by us. And then we're going to have a really cool gear vault as well. So with that, let's get right into the show.
And now...
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Again?
Nothing up my sleeve. Presto!
Wrong hat.
I take a 7.5.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
All right, so today we have John Fiesel from DC Pedalboard. John brought us a very cool little device called the Yoke.
Right.
Not Yoke. There's no L.
No L in there. Yoke.
It has nothing to do with eggs.
So I was disappointed.
So quickly, I mean, I know about it a little bit, but tell everybody else what it's designed to do, what you were thinking whenever you came up with it, all that kind of fun stuff.
Sure. So it was 2012. Think and I was at a trade show with you, and you're like, you know what you need to do is you need to make a looper. And I couldn't leave well enough alone, and I didn't want to have a plain looper. I want to have one that was programmable. So
is that really my idea?
It was your idea.
Was it really?
Yeah, but
I should license that.
Well, the programming part was my idea.
One called the Yoke.
Yeah, you should make one called the Yoke.
Yoke.
Yeah.
Yoke.
I can sell you the software. Sure. So that the premise was that I had traveled around in the band for a really long time, and I hated looking like Fred Astaire on the stage, tap dancing away, going from verse to chorus, having to hit 3 buttons, and I wanted to be able to simplify it by just hitting 1 button. And so when I started looking at what some of the other companies that have programmable loopers out there were doing, I was frustrated in that they had MIDI control and tap tempo control and all these things that I didn't need. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to spend the money on it. So instead, I spent a crap ton of money designing it so I could have one. And so now I got what I want.
So $30,000 later, yeah, so, here you are.
Yeah, here I am. I finally got one. And hopefully you'll want one too. Yeah.
Okay, so how do you set it up? So obviously you have different inputs and stuff, right? So we have... one pedal, that pedal going into this
yeah, input, right?
And then this one into that one, and so on.
Right. So you have your guitar input here, and then guitar output here out to your amp, and it's true bypass. So if you really want to go left to right, like how we read, but not how we do guitar pedals, mm-hmm. guitar pedals are always right to left. Mm-hmm. Makes no sense because we read left, right, top to bottom. It's called words. You put them together, form mm-hmm. sentences. Come mm-hmm. on, Tommy. So anyway, you have your input, and then it's going out to your pedal and back in, out to your pedal and back in. So just like you were saying, we have the Clarksdale in here, mm-hmm. the Plextortion, the Tumnus, the tape echo. We don't have anything going into this loop, although in a preset mode, you can still utilize that button.
LIB. So that was my idea. I'm glad I came up with that.
Yeah, because you told me you didn't want to make him.
Yeah, I didn't want to make them, but I thought it'd be a good idea.
Oh, it's a good idea.
And I knew that since you were married to an engineer, you had more resources than I had.
Yeah, I still end up paying them to get it done, though. I'm still paying. I'm not paying. I'm fortunate enough to remain debt-free with the company.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So...
So
and you can assign stuff too.
So. Yeah, so we're in manual mode. You got an M for manual and P for preset. Manual mode is green, preset mode is blue. So manual mode, if you're wanting the Plextortion, you would select the Plextortion. Mm-hmm. If you're wanting the Clarksdale, we'll select the Clarksdale and turn off the Plextortion.
Okay.
So it works like a normal bypass loop would. Here we're adding in the Tumnus.
So what if I want the Tumnus and the Echo on this loop?
On just that loop?
Yep.
Well, first we want to go to preset mode.
Okay.
And we're going to select the channel that you want.
Okay.
And we're just going to hold that button down for 2 seconds, like mm-hmm. you're programming your radio in your car. Mm-hmm. And that starts to flash and says, okay, programming. And okay. You said you wanted the Tumnus and what else?
Let's say the Echo.
Okay, so currently we have the Tumnus in there and the Echo in there. If we mm-hmm. didn't want the Echo, we do want the Echo.
Okay.
But we're still in programming mode, so we have to store it. Mm-hmm. So to store it, we just tap it twice.
Hmm.
So even with size 14s,
right,
I can come up here and I can 14s? Program it. Yeah.
You have 14s?
So I'm holding that down, and I want to add that one and that one.
You're more amazed with the shoes. And...
Boom.
I've never...
14s.
Like, you have to custom buy shoes then.
It takes four cows to get it done.
And a circus tent.
And a circus. No, that's for my shirts. I go to the tent and awning company to buy my shirts. I didn't used to, but nowadays.
So what you're saying is you want to arm wrestle.
If you want to lose.
John did say, though, if you buy five, right? Five yokes.
Five yokes all at once. I'll take my shirt off. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
that's hard.
With a deal like that,
I'm struggling to fight.
Mainly, what we're trying to do is, and the reason that, like, why would I want to have more than one yoke? If you had more pedals, or if you want to create presets, so I'll flip this up. Not sure if we can get this. Maybe we'll do it later. We'll come in and there's a stereo headphone jack here and here, and that's not so that you can listen to yourself play in a quiet situation. That's so that. Oh, this camera, because that one's pointing down here. Mm-hmm. So that's so that if you want to connect multiple yokes together, you can. So if I had another yoke over here, this button could not only control what's plugged into this one, it could also control what's plugged into this one.
Hmm.
And you can have up to five yokes connected together.
Up to five. And it all runs off 9 volt, just regular 9 volt.
Just regular 9 volt.
Like your one spot would run it, right?
And if you really want to go with a one spot, you certainly could.
What would you use?
Oh, I would use a DC pedal board, but that's just me.
To power it?
Yeah.
So you have your own power supply.
Oh, you know, that's right.
So who makes those?
I do. But we're not using that today, and I'm using a battery-powered pedal board that is controlling up to 8 9-volt 100 milliamps and 2 9-volt 1,000 milliamps.
Cool. Is that the one that's on springs?
It is the one that's on springs.
That's cool.
And we're actually no longer making those boards. We're redeveloping our power supply so that you can take your existing one, your salvage, your creation, your PT, whatever it is, and turn it into battery power.
That's awesome.
That's pretty wild, man.
Yeah. So that's in the works as well as other really awesome stuff that I'm not going to talk about.
So how does it sound?
How does...
Just the yoke itself.
Oh, the yoke makes absolutely no sound at all.
Super transparent.
Super transparent. If you want to add a little gain, you take this and you peel it off. Put it. No, I don't know. It's quiet. I mean, we don't have any signal coming through, and you'll hear a slight pop, and that's
normal,
just because we're going
true bypass.
Yeah, normal true bypass pop, especially if you're dealing with something with delay in it.
Right.
But that's it. Let's hear some stuff.
Sure, man.
So right now we've got the. No, go ahead.
Oh, I'm playing.
You're the player here.
So right now we got the Clarksdale and the tape. Let's turn off.
Yeah, hit the shut up button.
Yeah.
And what am I playing here?
You're playing on the Clarksdale and the tape echo. What did we have here? That's the same thing. Let's go from the Clarksdale to the Tumnus. Okay, so now we're going to go... Where were we?
You just hit switches at this point.
I want to know what was connected. So here we have, on this preset, on this preset we'll have the Clarksdale and the tape echo.
Okay.
And then we'll switch to the Tumnus and tape echo. Okay. So
first of all, I like to call this getting rid of drop D.
It was drop D when I came in.
No.
Oh, it was.
Hit my echo off real quick.
Wait,
that's not it.
No, just tune.
Oh, that's the cheater's way.
You go on and on about this damn tuner, and then you don't even want to use it.
It's amazing.
Well, I got some serious volume going on.
You do, don't you?
You got my tone knob down, dude.
It wasn't me.
So let's create a let's start here by using the plextortion, and you're gonna go from a verse into a solo. So the solo, I don't know what you would normally have for your solo. So there's no delay. But if you're gonna if you're in a normal situation and we wanna turn this off and then turn those two on.
Max doesn't like rat.
No, rat's all good. If you wanna sing through your nose, sing through your nose. Do you have to turn off one? So if you're in manual mode and you had just that one on,
mm-hmm.
which is the Plextortion, and mm-hmm. you're going to go to your chorus where you need the Clarksdale and the Tape Echo. Well, that was three stomps.
Right.
But now I can do it in one stomp. I mean, who doesn't? If you want to look like Fred Astaire, by all means, get up there. You're easy to dance with. Do it. But if you don't want to look like that, you want to concentrate on playing, push one button and be done.
You might actually look better dancing like Fred.
Well, you know, if you got sexy moves, I got those from my mom. It's all in the hips, isn't that right, Mom?
What's happening? Oh my gosh.
So that's
derailed quickly.
That's the yoke. It's all about my mom and how she dances. Those hips don't lie.
But you didn't get the mustache from your mom, so.
As far as you know.
how does one take care of that? That means you mean.
Yeah, so a lot of people want to know about my mustache. They like my mustache. My mustache likes them. I use Clubman. You know, all these guys, all these different mm-hmm. beard oils and organic crap. No, I'm not like that. I just go to CVS and I buy some Clubman.
So you don't like the boutique version of it then?
Well, I can't find Clubman anywhere else, so it must be really boutique. Mm-hmm. Or boutique.
Boutique, whatever.
Boutique, boutique.
If you're from Martinsville, it's boutique.
Boutique. Boutique. So I just go to CVS.
Yeah.
I can't buy my smokes there anymore.
Is your mustache
anymore? I don't smoke. I promise, Mom, I don't smoke.
Anymore. So is your mustache doing anything cool, like fight people or...
No.
Solos?
No.
At one time, it was more curly.
It can be more curly. I'm just not curling it up. It's pretty long.
It is curly.
Right, this is about 3 months.
But at one time, you had like serious.
No, I didn't do. Yeah, sure, I had some handlebars, but they weren't like curling up too much.
Oh, dude, it was like wrapped around your ears and stuff.
Nah.
Yeah.
I think it's probably when I first. Is it a little better?
Do what?
It's a held a cigarette.
Yeah, instead of tucking it behind the ear, I put it right there. Put my smokes right here. And my extra one. You know, the one that you take out, lick it, and put it upside down? Those guys. Man. Did you used to be one of those guys?
No. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Because, sure, you know what I'm talking about. You've seen those guys. They're like, yeah, I'm going to take this one out and turn it upside down. That's the last one. I saw a guy doing it when I was at the expo recently. He opened up a fresh pack, takes it out, puts it in upside down. I'm like, how old are you, 14? That's the one he's going to smoke last.
I don't smoke, so maybe that's a thing.
Yeah.
I used to smoke, but I was...
Did you do that when you were a kid?
I don't think so. I think I was just like excited that I was able to buy a pack of cigarettes and not being 18.
Legally?
Yeah.
Not even legally.
You know, being like 15 years old, like,
I totally fooled you.
I look how cool I am.
Cool
I am. Yeah, it's that sort of thing. So, yeah. And then, you know, I grew up and started chewing tobacco.
I was a good kid.
What kind of music were you listening to when you were 15?
When I was 15, I was listening to Rat? I was listening to like a lot of Rat and give me some Plextortion here. This has to be a demo.
It's almost too late to play that song, Grandpa.
That's the most awesome era of George Lynch.
Now, have you heard George Lynch with who is it? Doug Pinnock and
I haven't heard him, but
KMX.
I haven't heard the band. Yes,
it is fat. I've been a huge fan of King's X, and so they take that melodicness, but then with the cool riffs that George is doing, it's nothing like King's X.
Well, Doug's like a crazy good bass player too.
He is, and he's a crazy good coming up with incredible melody lines, and then what's his name on drums? Guy from Korn.
Oh, I don't know.
John
Otto? No.
No, that's on Biscuit. I don't know
why
I thought
that. They're freaking awesome.
Yeah, I don't really call that a
segue. Thing. Cut right to it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back. So you went on a great clip? I don't know if you're going to do that.
I'm going to laugh. There's no break. There's no break. There's just this awkward second of John staring at the camera. And that's way better.
You guys used to do crap like that.
That's all on Bob. I don't have any control of that.
Oh.
Bob, don't cut it. Just it makes him look just, weird.
Yeah.
So he's just staring. And we're back.
And we're back, man.
Where did you go? What did you see?
You're busy listening to Rat, which don't get me wrong. I was okay with Rat. I was listening to people like White Cross, who was just like Rat.
That's a Christian band, though.
Yeah, right? It was.
Yeah,
shall we? You know, along with Baron Cross and mm-hmm. Neon Cross and mm-hmm. all the Cross bands.
White right. Zombie.
Yeah, I really wasn't into, like, maybe some Third Day type stuff at some point. But I mean,
for those of you like Third Day, that's okay. I'm not.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I was never into Third Day. I'm back still not.
Then I became a heathen.
Yeah, it's okay.
I was always a heathen. I have no idea what you're talking
about.
I think
I was 17 when I got into King's X, though. And that was.
I just like King's X.
I still do.
First two albums, though.
Only the first two?
Yeah, I like some of those.
What about Dog Man?
Is that the second or third album?
That's like their sixth album. It came out in 94 really? Or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, well then I'm thinking of my Spotify list, and it shows up like my second or third album. Yeah, Dog Man was a great song.
Yeah, it was a great album. Yeah. It's 20 years old, and it's still freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Was it Dog Man from Spaceballs? That's Mog. Half man, half dog.
Totally. This is nothing.
Hey, when we went to the conversation, we'll ask you. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Let the grown-ups talk. Yeah. about old people stuff.
You have to be 40 plus to get into the conversation.
I remember back in the day.
Back in my day. We didn't have all this pedal fancy-smancy stuff. We're using racks.
Yeah, they're much easier.
BC Rich guitars and Marshall amps.
Exactly. Don't need all those knobs.
Where's the point?
The point.
Yeah.
Of my guitar.
Yeah. I mean, if you're 40 years old, there's
it's,
your...
Bob, grab me that one. It's right here.
Oh, yeah. I'm in a metal band.
Yes. So,
I play old guitar.
Let's not break the headstock on this like we did in that one video.
I don't even know if this guy's in tune. But.
I'm guessing not.
Oh, it's in perfect.
Now this is total Plextortion.
Yeah, you'll have to... I got the tuner on.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. There we go.
Oh, that brings the rock.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that pinch harmonic. You get the point.
I get it.
Yeah.
Do you know what pinch harmonics are?
Huh?
Yeah. Let's make sure you know what pinch harmonic was. And blues. I don't know if they do that in blues.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like the awesome. When I was 15, I worked on that on pinch harmonics for like a while.
I still work on
it. You ever play a solo and accidentally hit one and say, oh, yes.
Accidentally? No. all the time. Like, no, I can't do it. Oh yeah, all the time, just straight up. In fact, I was like the worst bandmate ever because I would do solos that were all just the entire thing.
Constant.
Pinch harmonics.
Yeah, metal.
And that's why I build guitar pedals for a living and not playing a band.
Pinch harmonics and a B bender.
Like, yeah, just get to the guitar. Yeah, you just set it down right there.
Just next time you have a thought, don't.
But yeah, this is a. In fact, Max and I talked about actually putting a G bender in this.
That'd be cool.
Oh, you totally should.
So just to get some good country stuff going on. Gotta have an Ibanez RG350 to play some good country.
That's true. I got a 7-string at home that just sits there. Anybody want it?
Yeah.
I'll give it to you. I don't want it.
Really?
That'd be fun to play with. I've never played with, like, sit down with a 7-string.
I'll take it for free.
Okay, I'll give it to you for free. I don't care. Somebody gave it to me, and they're like, you're an amazing guitar player. You'll be able to figure out this 7-string stuff. Listen, I struggle with 6, let alone 7. I mean, yeah.
So anyways,
I'm not a genius.
Well, I'm glad.
I'm like you. I barely graduated high school.
At least you graduated.
You didn't graduate at all? You got a GED, didn't you?
No, I graduated.
You graduated? Okay.
Yeah, I had 2 PE classes, so I could graduate.
Oh, right on. I failed a class once on a dare. And I had to take it during the summer. So I just didn't even show up to class. I'm like, let's go skateboard instead.
Well, that's terrible.
You showed them.
I totally did. I totally won that bet.
Yeah.
I won nothing. Except for being in trouble with my mom and dad.
Did you go to college?
I did go to college.
Did you really?
Yeah, I got a wife out of it. It's awesome. It was totally worth
it. I didn't know there was a degree for that.
Oh, there isn't. I'm actually one class short of having an actual degree.
Really?
Yeah, but then the college dissipated, and so they got picked up by another college, and I have to take 30 hours. I'm like, no. Yeah, I almost have an associate's in music.
In music? Mm-hmm. You probably don't need it now.
No, I really don't. I hire people to design it's, things for right. me.
You're the thinker.
I'm a thinker.
Right.
Do you want the thinker or the thinker?
Okay, so you asked me about what I was listening to.
I told you I was listening.
What you listened to?
I was listening to King's X. What are you listening to?
We totally shut Max down. Yeah, Max is
yeah.
Every time Max talks, like let the grown-ups talk.
So what were you kids listening to? How old are you now, Max?
Yeah, I'm 29, almost 30. So 30 in March.
Okay, so 10 years ago when you were 19, yeah. Was it Creed?
No. The Creed was that was like 8th grade, but I did go to Creed concert. Yeah, Creed and 7.
I bet it was a great concert. I bet it was.
And Three Doors Down before they were like all three of them. Yeah, it was a great concert. So
I feel so basically, good. I have underwear that's older than you.
Pretty much. Yeah, but I was a weird kid, man. My dad was like a big '60s guy. My mom was into George Jones. I got into blues for some reason. I just always stuck with it. A lot of Hendrix, of course, like, you know, the Rage Against the Machine and, mm-hmm. and Limp Bizkit, unfortunately, when I was really, really young. But and
Fred Durst, you man, he's somebody to really look up to.
I mean, but you were into the...
Big yeah. time. Yeah, Space Hog was, like, huge. Fuel, like, those kind of guys when mm-hmm. I was younger. So, yeah, why not? Bush, Impressive Girls.
Don't you play in a...
I do, yeah. Now I'm doing it as with a bunch of older guys. They're like your age.
Thanks. The white's giving her away, right?
Yeah, actually, our lead singer does have a gray beard. That's my nickname for him, is Gray Bush.
Not gray, Gandalf.
Gray Bush. Use your imagination.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I'll explain to you later. Email help at no, don't, please don't. Yeah, but yeah, we started a bunch of guys to get together, and it was supposed to be a bowling night, and it turned into a halfway money-making adventure.
You guys had your first gig?
We had our very first gig like 2 or 3 weeks ago, so we had like 250 people.
So did you get lucky that night?
I got to go home at like 3 o'clock in the morning and fall asleep.
Oh, you see.
And just cry. I can't believe I messed up the Toadies. No, I didn't, but yeah, the Toadies. I love that album too.
That is a great album. Yeah. The guitar tone.
So if you want any of those tones, all you need to do is get a Plextortion and...
Which we don't make anymore.
Oh. What do you make that's comparable to it then?
I actually... The reason why I discontinued that is because I've got something that's going to kick its ass like out of the water.
So you're not making anything that is even remotely...
Like the Plextortion? No. Pinnacle would be the closest right now.
Stay tuned though.
Pinnacle, man... Nah, probably not Sovereign. It's somewhere around those two, but it's totally different. So much crunchier, much tighter. More like a real JCM-800 should sound. 2204.
I have like 4 or 5 overdrives on my pedal board, and the other day somebody was telling me, I can't hear a difference between any of them.
Yeah, it's not for them, it's for you.
Exactly. It's not for them.
Right.
You're not feeling the difference.
Right.
Kids.
Well, I mean, that's...
That was a bass player. What do you expect?
Well, I mean, you know.
They use smaller words. Speak slower.
They only use 4 strings.
And use it on all 4.
We've talked about this before. I mean, with distortions and overdrives, it's not, you're not really necessarily trying to, you're not expecting the audience to hear the difference between your vintage Tube Screamer and your, you know, Joyo version of it or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just that by using that type of pedal, it has something to it that speaks to you in some way, artistically. You know? It may feel a little different. It may... it just has these little nuances to it that the other pedals don't have.
Yeah.
And whatever, and not just a Tube Screamer, but I just said that for example. But I mean, you know, it's...
Inspires.
I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, who's gonna tell the difference between like a Squire Strat and like a handmade, you know, Strat copy?
Right.
You know.
For Jack Pearson, it doesn't even matter.
Right. Yeah. For Jack Pearson, yeah.
You
just
play
like,
a Squire and it sounds freaking...
I'll
amazing.
Take that one. But that's for 5-year-olds. I'll still rock the hell out of it.
Yeah. I make it sound good. It's my Fender Blues DeVille.
Yeah.
So say that again one more time for my wife. Mm-hmm. She may not hear the differences, but it can help me artistically express myself.
Yeah, because it, you totally
feel... And is that true with guitars as well?
Yes.
And amps?
Yes.
And the more you have...
Okay. More artistic. Absolutely. Just want to make sure.
Absolutely.
You heard that.
Yeah, if that wasn't true, I wouldn't be sitting behind 45 different amps.
There's not really 45. There's 37.
But. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 in here.
Not including all the ones at the office.
Yeah. Oh, and there's a couple in there, and there's some at the office, and there's one right there.
There's a couple apart behind them over there. Yeah. Brian has one in his pocket, one in his briefcase. You don't even know.
No, it is. It is bad. Like when I'm in a closet, I'm like, I forgot I even had this amp. That's
you did that in my office the other day. Came in, you're like, I totally forgot I even had that amp. I'm like, you don't have it.
This is money. You can't say that until you don't on the 18th. Then you can say that you don't.
This is not the amp you're looking for.
This is not the amp you're looking for.
Dude, speaking of Star Wars.
There is no amp in here.
Starbucks.
Star Wars. Dude, check that out. Do you guys, can you see this on camera?
I don't think it, we can get a B-roll shot.
No, we'll get a B-roll shot.
Oh, my mind.
It'll be on Instagram.
But so basically, yeah, I saw on Instagram where somebody had made a Stormtrooper into a mic stand. And so I told Bob Heber, who works for us, who makes pedal boards and cabinets, I said, Bob, you've got to make me one.
Today, your job is to make this.
So I got him to make me one. And he also came up with another little story.
Is that the guy that was outside?
Mm-hmm.
All right, on.
Mm-hmm. That'd be him. Bob. That's what he goes by.
Bob.
Bob.
Everyone needs Bob.
They walk in, he walks in the Cheers and like, Bob. There's Bob.
That's an old joke. Cheers was this TV
Norm.
Show.
Yeah, I am Norm. That's what my retirement job's going to be. That or I want to be a Coca-Cola polar bear. One of the two.
Coca-Cola polar bear. Why?
Because you get to drink Coca-Cola and eat baby seals. It's going to be awesome.
I've always wanted to see it.
So a baby seal walks into a club.
Dude.
Right on.
You almost forgot.
What's up?
Gear Vault.
All right. For today's Gear Vault, we have a very cool pedal. I can't really say it's cool because I'm a little biased, but it's a very old pedal. That was actually one of my products. Actually, it was a partnership between Justin Simpson and I.
Cool.
And when I very, very first started out, Justin was building a good... Well, when I very first started out, I was building everything. Justin Simpson started helping me build everything. And so I created the circuit to it, and then he put everything all together, built the enclosure, all that stuff.
Like he bent the
enclosure. Like he literally... So. Yeah, we literally got a piece of metal from like Lowe's or something, and he hand-bent it.
Is he like Lou Frignall?
A little
strong to be able to hand
I think he used a machine called a brake.
Oh, okay.
And actually bent it that way. Yeah. But
doesn't really look broke. But.
So it looks a bit like a toolbox from a pickup truck, you know, something you might see in a Walmart parking lot somewhere. But, you know, it's what it basically is a really tweaked out tube trimmer. Kind of, sort of.
I like it already. Yeah.
So it has a bass control and it has a high cut control. I don't really know why I put a high cut control on a tube screamer.
Why not?
I must have been using a really bright amp at the time. I thought I needed that, but I don't know. So, it was called the Fat Axe, AXX.
What'd you call me?
Not Fat Max.
Not Fat Max.
Nobody asked you, John. No.
But yeah, it was, Fat Axe. I really don't...
Say that 10 times fast.
I don't know why. I really don't know why. Today, Justin actually has a little pedal line he does called Big Lloyd.
Yeah.
So, and I think he even has a version of this pedal on that line as well.
Yeah, I think Joe Walsh used one.
Does he really?
Yeah, I think cool. Justin posted something on that forever ago.
Cool. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, right now, clean tone through a deluxe reverb through the vibrato channel. On God's pickup, the bridge.
There's other pickups?
That's why I said the same thing.
Dude, on a Strat with a tube screamer, it has to be the next, but that's a story for another time.
Okay, watch this.
Now that's a tube screamer type thing, and you're using a bridge pickup?
Yeah.
You heard it here first. The Fat Axe is just fine on the bridge pickup.
Yeah, I mean, if we put it on a neck pickup.
That was a total accident.
I was going to say. Okay, that's sorry. A pot calling a kettle black here, buddy.
I get that from my mom, too.
Man.
So go ahead and talk about the pedal, please.
John can't dig up where
you didn't hear that here.
I'm thinking of your mom in tears right now. Just like
two broken legs.
Two broken legs and everything.
Damn. Shirley does have John told us before the show she actually did break both her legs. Now he's making fun of her. Son of the year, I hear.
Yeah, exactly.
I make fun of my mom anyway. She knows I love her.
Somebody's not getting Christmas. Okay, so on the neck pickup. That's your pickup.
It is my pickup. That's too much.
It's ridiculous.
I know. It does sound good. That's, you know.
You heard it here.
I'm a bridge guy. I like the bridges.
The Jeff Bridges?
The Jeff Bridges. Yep. All right. So that's today's podcast. John, where can people pick up the Yoke?
DCPedalBoard.com.
.com.
.org. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever. The link's always there.
You on Snapchat?
No, gosh, no.
You're not on Snapchat?
Yeah, I thought this was for kids.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm no kid.
I mean...
Listen, kids, I take the picture, kids, now how are they supposed to stay in touch with me? It all goes away.
You don't understand. They comment back. They can comment back to you.
No, I don't want to be on Snapchat.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing.
Oh,
I mean, it's not kids.
That's fine. I'm happy to miss it.
That sounds totally terrible. It's all kids. Dude, you don't know what you're missing. That's not what I mean. I mean, it's a younger generation, people who play guitar, for example. And mm-hmm. they're not on Facebook.
Are they on Twitter? Are they on the interwebs?
Sometimes.
Do you think they Google or YouTube? Mm. They'll find us.
I don't know.
DC Pedalboard. .com.
All right. And
also, people have no idea what that means. .com.
Yeah.
That's old commercial.
Shitty folks. You do.
Yeah, I knew because right, I'm right. I'm almost 30. Yeah.
Well, if not, then they'll just think that it's awesome. They'll think it's a fresh idea. Coming live and direct.
Who says fresh anymore?
Fresh Prince, DJ Jazzy Jeff.
I actually read somewhere Will Smith is as old as Uncle Phil was now when he first started the show.
Uncle Phil was one of the cops in Fletch.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, and Fletch tells him to go pump himself.
Anyways,
so, thanks for tuning in. Hold on.
Let's not end on that.
So in all seriousness, like the Christmas holidays coming up, New Year's coming up. So we're going to take a few weeks off and, you know, chill with our families.
Regroup. And
find some good craft beer to consume over the holidays.
Oh, lots of craft beer.
And, which you know is false. You know you're going to drink that Budweiser from your fridge.
Only if I have to.
Why do you even buy it?
Because it's cheap and it's in a down, like, let's, like, for example, we had an after hours.
Do you even like the way it tastes?
Mm,
then why do you drink it?
Wait,
have a cup of coffee instead.
Hear me out here. So we had an After Hours podcast a couple weeks ago,
and
we like to have some good beer whenever we do that. I didn't have anything except Bud in the fridge. So what do you do in that situation?
Well, it's just a podcast, right?
Yeah.
You could have lied.
You can't do that.
I'm not big on lying.
All right. We could have root beer. What are you drinking today? Coffee? Budweiser? Oh, I'm sorry.
Go with what you got. You know what I mean?
I just wouldn't have it.
I don't drive a Ferrari. I drive a pickup truck.
Yeah.
So, you know? Sometimes you gotta have Budweiser just in case, you know, just as a backup. Just a backup.
I thought the Escort was the backup.
That's what you call when you have too many beers. Anyways. That's true. I'm in a taxi with X.
Sure.
We're going to be praying for Max after this.
I'm going to need some prayers for sure.
All right, so that's it for the next couple weeks, actually. If you have any questions, make sure you comment below if you're on Facebook. If you're listening to the audio version, make sure you shoot us an email at podcast@wampapedals.com. You can always shoot us a Twitter. You can shoot us a Twitter, Twitter message.
Share this bad boy.
Yep. Share it to your friends. And make sure you watch it over the holidays, because definitely all family members are going to want to watch the entire 96-7 episodes we've been through now.
Listen to them all.
Just
your wife.
Just take like 3 days.
You doing anything special for the 100th?
Stay tuned.
Maybe. I hope I'm invited back.
Yes. You watch your language. We'll see. All right. So, all right. Thanks for watching.